And then I spent a period of time trying to find now someone who would take me into the electric music, right? And because I now wanted to try taking again these elements and mixing them, right? And the energy coming from the players, the artist involved, and the electronics, the instruments and everything, these are just a means of carrying something that's really coming from us. We're carrying it, it isn't carrying us. And I want to see if we could do this. And anyway, so I was having a difficult time finding anybody to really grasp what I was saying. And then on May Day of 1985, I was doing a poetry reading down in Long Beach, California, and Jesse was living at the Eagle Lodge in Long Beach at that time. And in the Eagle Lodge, they had the Tribal Voice cassette. So while he was there, he heard my Tribal Voice. And so he came to this speaking engagement I was doing and introduced himself. And the second thing he said to me was, "I can make music for your words." Well, I had been looking for this. You know, I mean, here's this native man just shows up and says, "I have what you need," basically. You know, and I knew who he was, you know, no question about that. So we made the agreement that we were going to work together. And we didn't have any money, but Jesse was friends with Rick Eckstein, and Rick Eckstein had a little 8-track studio out behind his house in Culver City. And Jesse says, I got this friend, and I'm sure we could work out a deal. You know, he'll give us some kind of rate, and we'll go in there and record in his studio. So we recorded. So we understood we had no money. I mean, the Graffiti Man cassette, the master cassette, it cost us like $1,300 to create this 8-track master, right? And we did it in increments. So I'd go out and raise the money. We'd go in and record for a few days, and then break. But we did this between June and August. So we recorded those 10 songs. And it was interesting on that one, because on that entire album, Jesse never saw a set of lyrics before we got to the studio. So we recorded a song a day. There's 10 songs on there. So on one day, we'd go in and we'd record one song from beginning to end, and right, and they used the drum machine and synthesizer, and Ricky's a keyboard person, and Ricky was and Jesse's guitar, and he did the keyboards. So all of this was layered track, you know, lay down the drum track and then one track at a time, and we would record one song a day. And the very first song we recorded was Rich Man's War. And we went in and I told Jesse, "Well, I'd like to do something that's bluesy to it." So anyway, the Rich Man's War that we have is what he created that day. And for that entire album, he would see the lyrics the day we would record. And so it took us a total 10 days to record it and another 2 days to mix it. So we recorded that particular album in about 13 days, spread out over a 3-month period of time. But we made a decision that, because we didn't have any money, we had an 8-track studio, limited facilities, that we would make art. We had 8 crayons. These are how many crayons we have, so we got to make our pictures with this many crayons. It's up to us. And that was our approach. And in a way, I mean, it's kind of evolved a little bit, but that's still basically my approach, right? You know, make what you can with what you have.